welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 54, Avengers Now. We pick our top seven Avengers. I am Chris Mosby.
I'm Caleb Gerard.
I'm Murray Barnes.
He's munching on a candy bar, people.
Okay, bad timing.
It's okay. That's my superpowers, bad timing. with the light of the recent news of Marvel Now doing a not a reboot, I got air quotes, not a reboot, them putting out a bunch of number one issues and mixing things up and having Uncanny Avengers and all new X-Men number one, which I love this. The original X-Men team gets brought from the past to the future. Don't know. It has to do with Avengers versus X-Men. I'm not sure how that happens, but they're here. And so that book will deal with them, and that's from Brian Michael Bendis.
But did you see who's drawing it?
Yeah, Stuart Immonen.
I would avoid this normally simply because I only like to be I only like to read about 1,000 words in my comic book, but it's freaking Immonen.
Yeah,
Or Immonen or whatever.
Yeah, he's okay. He's okay. I'm not like a big fan of his.
Oh, you need to pick up Next Wave. Oh man,
I never read that.
Oh, Murray, did you read Next Wave?
I didn't read it, but
oh god,
I know it's a good one. I've heard good things.
One of the best superhero, not superhero series ever.
Yeah. Okay, here's a good one. So with that title, and then you got, remember AVX, where they had an Avenger fight an X-Men?
Yeah, yeah.
Now they're doing a Plus X, where they have an Avenger and an X-Men team up. It's an anthology series.
Boys. Oh, that sounds too algebra for me.
Yes. But this is the one I really like because they've got their solicitations for November. You know, remember we – I don't know if we talked about it on the show, but we were talking about Facebook that Mark Waid is going to be writing the Indestructible Hulk.
Uh-huh.
Here is the solicit for number one with the pencils by Lionel Francis Yu. No idea who the hell that is. But anyway, Hulk, Indestructible Force – more weapon than man. Banner, smartest man alive. Combined, they are the strongest, smartest weapon on the planet. And now, in capitals, the Indestructible Hulk is an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Now, am I the only one who thinks Firestorm when I think of that combination of the body of the Hulk with the mind of the scientist?
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea, actually. Let's see. But anyway, yeah, so
I guess I am the only one who thought of that.
Well, I can see the connection there, yeah. But yeah, so you got the Hulk as an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., so that should be interesting.
For a year before they
Yeah.
Before he's a bad guy again, or the world's he's hated by the world at large, or
so you gotta see a new Captain America number one with Rick Remender and John Romita Jr., which John Romita Jr., yeah. X-Men Legacy starting back up, and they're going to have it's basically about Xavier's son, Legion, and you know, the Fantastic Four and FF number one with you know new teams there, new Deadpool, and they're double shipping some of these too, by the way.
Oh, I think they will double ship as many as they can possibly.
They're ending the current Avengers run with Bendis, Brian Michael Bendis on it. I think they're going to do any new Avengers, Avengers Academy, and a bunch of other stuff.
No, they're not going to get the market share right out of the gate like DC did. Cause DC, obviously, I mean, they shipped them all, bam, you know, September, it's all at once. These, they're going to come out through the end of the year, right?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe into February, it seems like I read.
That seems like a long rollout to me. I know.
Well, and then as they roll out new number ones, they'll cancel with bigger numbers,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I think for all the complaints that they had about DC flooding the market with new number ones all at once and stuff, it was, I don't know, it was like you knew you had 1 month and everything was there and all the hype was there and it was easy to build and sustain the hype for 4 weeks, but trying to sustain hype for like months, 4 months, 5 months, I don't know if they can do it. Like, it's easier on the pocketbook for sure to do one new book a month or a week. Sorry, one new book a week. For sure. That's way easier on the pocketbook. But I don't know how they're going to be able to hype.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, they're also making a big deal about everybody having a new costume, too. So.
Well, they didn't hype Hawkeye at all. And honestly, easily as good as Daredevil. And there was almost zero hype for the book. It was half a page ahead. Or a quarter page ad in the back of the book.
Yeah, I remember that.
He didn't even get it. He didn't even warrant half a page. Neither did Gambit, which I heard is actually decent. I can't stand the character, but they got a quarter each a page in the back of the books. It's like, come on. If you're gonna, this is not it doesn't bode well. And obviously Bendis gets all the play, but geez Louise, people.
Yeah.
Whatever. Hawkeye. Rock, so if you didn't pick up Hawkeye, Chris...
Yeah, I'll have to look at it.
Pick it up.
Okay, well, with all that out there, let's jump into our Avengers picks, shall we? Okay.
Well, let's put the caveat out there. We are mostly DC guys. My guess is most of our choices are either going to be the obvious ones or clearly we were digging through our Avengers JLA trade paperback. So
yeah, I did actually
to look through that. Oh man!
Well, what I look through is the first three volumes of the collected Kurt Busiek George Perez run of the Avengers, which is the only run of Avengers I've actually read.
Yeah, there were a ton of Avengers in that too, huh?
Yeah, there was 39. It says that in there because they had to help Thor out, so there was a big rigor. They called everybody, and they ended up with 39 of them, and then they had to cut it down. So
yeah,
and I didn't look through it too much. I also have the Avengers Forever trade.
Yeah, that was a good series too.
Which I have never read. I'm saving it for vacation.
That is actually one of those that reads that was made for the trade and reads incredibly well as a trade, because I remember reading it at the time going, I don't get it.
Yeah, and I even told Busiek on Facebook that I was looking forward to reading it.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
I saved those. I'm saving that for vacation coming up here in a couple weeks. So, all right, let's get into it. Who wants to go first?
Go ahead,
Mary. Okay, I'm going with the Wasp. I'm taking her before anyone else takes her.
All right, that's good.
She has to be on the Avengers team because she's cute, she's funny, she changes her costume every storyline.
Well, now, reiterate, just like last time, we can pick any Marvel character, no matter if they're dead or not, because I do believe she died not too long ago.
She is dead.
Yeah.
But
that's all right. Her corpse. So
if somebody's saying, "Wait a minute, she's dead," we just nix that. So
that's
can pull them from any, just like Avengers Forever, pull them from anywhere in time and space.
Totally.
So, yeah, they don't necessarily have to have been Avengers.
Ah, this is true.
Foreshadowing.
I think all of mine have been. Anyway, I'm going with the Wasp. She's cute. She's sexy. She's smart. She shrinks. She can zap ya. She's got wings.
You know, her like Dream Girl. It's like, oh my god, how did this character become such a good leader of the team?
Yeah, she was. I think she was leader in part of that Busiek run. She did a great job.
Maybe, yeah. I think she was leader around the Secret Wars time too, wasn't she?
She was.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Yes, she
has that little helmet with the pointy Jetson helmet.
Oh, you want that era of the Wasp? Okay.
Okay. Well, didn't she like change her costume every like every 5 minutes anyway?
I loved that. I thought that was awesome the way.
But yeah, because I've got that 30th anniversary poster that Perez did, and
costumes.
Oh yeah, and around the edge of it, the border, she's there. It's like 50 different costumes, and you see her around it. It's great. I think there's a picture of that on Facebook. But anyway, go ahead.
Excellent. That's who I pick. She's my number one.
Okay.
And Perez had eye and hand trouble? How did that? How is that possible?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to go. I've also got a female Avenger, post-Avenger. I went with the She-Hulk.
Oh, that's one of mine. That's okay.
She is the hammer in my squad. She's the heavy hitter.
Yeah.
I
call that if we're talking MMO game, that would be the tank.
Yes, there you go. I mean, I honestly didn't read the character as a solo character, but as part of the Fantastic Four and then also as part of the Avengers, she is a great team player. She's
absolutely
perfect for that. Because she's not, you know, she doesn't have the raw power of the Hulk proper, but she's not an idiot either, like the Hulk.
No, she's actually a lawyer.
She is a lawyer. That's right. There was that. I actually read that series when they
I heard about it. Yeah.
On the law, and they were using the oh god, who was there? It was Jeff Parker, I think, was the writer.
Yeah.
And he did this cool thing where he kind of combined the breaking of the fourth wall that John Byrne did in the She-Hulk series with the regular Marvel Universe, where they would use comic books as their defense evidence.
That's awesome. Nice. That's a run I got to track down at some point. I don't have any of her She-Hulk books, but
the Jeff Parker one was good, and in the early issues of the Byrne one were neat. You know, again with the trick of breaking the fourth wall. But I would take that aspect of the character out. Just, you know, she's a cool team player like she was in Fantastic Four,
or
in her Avengers appearances. So
yeah.
There. She-Hulk is my first pick.
Oh, that's a good one. She was my tank character as well.
Ah.
That's all right. I have a couple of backups, so we're still good. My turn. I would have to say, if you cannot have a team of Avengers without Captain America.
Oh.
Obviously, in my definition, the very few Avengers teams that I have seen, but I mean, especially looking here at the cover of this Avengers Assemble number one, Cap right there on the cover. I mean, the way he was in JLA Avengers, he's the perfect leader. You just got to have the Cap in there.
He is the first Avenger, according to the movie.
Well, it's true. He was actually in the second wave, I believe. He wasn't an original one, but
no, he came. I don't remember what issue number he came in, but
it was four or five. Four,
I think,
yeah, four or five. When he was,
they were just spinning their wheels until then.
Yeah, they just.
I was so hoping in the movie that they would have the thawing out scene, but oh well.
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
Captain America.
There was supposed to be a deleted scene in the Hulk movie where he was in the Arctic, because there was an alternate opening to the movie on the DVD, and he's like Banner's in the Arctic, and you supposedly can see Cap frozen in the ice somewhere in the background, but I never could find it. I looked a couple of times.
Well, I'm not going to bother. I'm going to take your word for it.
Okay. Yeah, that's just what I heard. I looked.
And a real quick caveat, I went out of my way not to use Thor, Cap, or Iron Man, just so you know.
I didn't use Iron Man or Thor either, but I felt like Captain America just had to be there.
Okay.
He's your leader character.
Yeah, we're talking Steve Rogers as opposed to Bucky. Right, okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't think Bucky was quite up to snuff to being a leader.
Okay. Ooh, alrighty.
Well, not that I ever read it, but I never read that, which, you know, now that Brubaker's leaving, you know, they might re-release some of those trades.
There you go.
Because that's, to tell you the truth, I've read just about every DC especially Batman, that was probably ever put out at one time or another. I've been really thinking about picking up, that's why, I was talking about these Avengers trades, as many of those kind of trades as I can, just to stuff that I missed.
My only Captain America trades are the Winter Soldier trades. So
yeah, I saw those. Yeah, I've never got any of those. Captain America hasn't always.
Whoa,
no, you still there?
Yeah, you were breaking up.
Yeah, it's because I turned to where the fan was blowing at me. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, okay. So next up, Murray.
Alrighty, well, I didn't pick Cap or Iron Man or Thor either, just because I find them all boring.
Yeah.
So they're off my list. They weren't even considered. They were I don't even think of them as Avengers. Blah. I mean, I know. Well, it doesn't even matter.
They're like the Trinity of the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
Because you said so.
Well, I mean, that's
they
just.
Want to be.
That just seems to be what. From the stuff that I've seen. So.
Right. All right.
If you're Marvel fans and you think we're totally full of it and something we said, just please let us know. Just let us know.
Sure.
All righty. Okay, well, my number two, I'm going with She-Hulk 2 for all the reasons you said, because she really works well in a team book. Like, she's a great character for the other characters to play off of. She's strong. Mm-hmm. She's funny. She's a good foil for those other characters. They interact with her really well, and I think she's awesome. She's awesome.
And she's good eye candy.
Totally.
One of the best issues of Fantastic Four was that one.
I was just thinking of that one.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Where she's sunbathing.
Yes. That one of the cool cover issue. I think she's wrapped in the towel on the issue, or in the cover, if I'm not mistaken. So
I think so. And then the photographer snaps her little nudie photos.
Her green tushy, yes.
Yes.
And so on and so forth. There's that issue. Do you remember that one of the Avengers, or maybe neither one of you saw it, but where they're picking new team members and the Wasp has that meeting in her mansion and all the female characters from the Marvel Universe show up and she's there and I think she's carrying a taxi cab when she shows up or something.
That sounds so familiar. Is that like recent?
No, that's got to be, it's got to be 30 years ago.
Years. Okay. I know I've seen, I don't have the comic, but I know I've seen that scene. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
It's got all the right, cover She-Hulk. Where it has like a checkerboard of all of these Marvel characters. Do you want to get something like, two of these characters will be in the new Avengers or something like that. And, and she's there and she gets hired because they get hired for the Avengers as opposed to the Justice League.
Oh yeah. That's right. They do. They get paid like a little bit, don't they?
They do. They get paid.
I think so.
A stipend, do they call it?
Uh-huh.
Sure. All right. Well, I'm going to go with my first character who was never an Avenger, but I think would be not only the, I think she would be kind of the ass kicker, but is also their magic user, is magic.
You know, I thought about her too, because after watching her in AVX.
Yes, that actually is what turned me, because lately she's been kind of the cranky characters hanging out in the various books she's popped up in. But she's not a nice girl anymore, and I think she's got a very cool origin, the whole age super fast character and raised in all in a demon dimension and all that. Plus she can teleport, she uses magic, and again she doesn't really have any qualms about cutting somebody's arm off if necessary.
Yeah.
And they need that, and frankly, I think there's too much Wolverine out there for that. So,
oh Lord, tell me about it.
I'll be honest with you, I kind of always thought the character. Didn't you use the cute quality qualification for the Wasp, Murray?
Totally.
Oh yeah, you do. You do kind of need that, don't you?
And I think that magic would fulfill the cute quotient.
Sure, she would.
Yeah, she would.
And she's a time traveler, so that she can cherry pick members. Sorry.
Okay.
So that's my numero dos.
Well, let's see. My second one would be Henry Pym. And I call him Henry Pym because he's had so many different identities. I don't know what he's calling himself now. He might be calling himself the Wasp now because his, you know, Janet died.
I think he's Goliath now.
Is he Goliath again? Okay, well, it doesn't matter what if he's shrinking or growing or both. He is the tech guy replacement for Tony Stark. That's you need a guy like that, and he's smart, but he's not anywhere near as arrogant as Stark is. He's very humble, in fact, because, well, you know, he's made mistakes, you know.
He is Marvel's go-to screw-up guy. Like,
he's kind of like, I just made that connection.
John Stewart.
No, Brainiac 5. It's like Brainiac 5, because he made Computo, and Henry Pym made,
made Ultron. Yeah.
So, but yeah, John Stewart is closer to, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if we looked at their dates, if those two characters, Computo and Ultron, were not right around the same time.
They very well may be, yeah.
Oh, Computo's definitely the 60s.
Yeah.
Ultron, I'd have to double check.
Well, I happen to be on the Marvel Wiki, so.
Huh.
There you go.
The official.
I love what Byrne did with him, where he made him. He's you know the guy with the red jumpsuit and the pockets where he carried all the shrunk down stuff, and he used the Pym particles.
Exactly. See, that's awesome. I love that kind of. That's one of the reasons I like him. In fact, he did that in the Avengers trade that I was talking about earlier. Yep, Avengers number 54, 1968.
Okay, and that's Ultron. So Computo was.
Hold on.
Where's Paul when we need him?
Yeah. Computo, I'm gonna say was earlier. I want to say.
Wikipedia says.
I'm gonna say 65.
66.
Ah, so not too far off though.
No, yeah. I mean, we're talking Comics 340. Yeah.
Somewhere between 18 months and 2 years difference. I mean, yes. Not bad.
Uh-huh.
Slightly different because honestly, Ultron's cooler looking.
Oh yeah, he's a circuitry man. And there's a computer on Twitter too. I don't know if you knew that.
Somebody
made it. Because there's a computer jokes going back and forth between me and Paul and some of the others, and I got a message from this. Computo on Twitter saying, "Did somebody call me?" So anyway,
Computo's like the Legion's Wasp because it's always changing its look too.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
it's gone from that big box thing to that floating ball to the little walking Validus type of thing, and then
Oh god, I forgot about the walking Validus version.
That didn't last very long, but
I remember that.
But it was a look.
Oh man!
It was a look.
All right.
Sounds slightly Giffen-esque, but I don't think it is.
I think it was the little Validus look. I think it was.
No, I got that. I got that in my head, and that's slightly disturbing.
I think. I think it was like late Giffen, right before the Magic Wars, maybe.
Speaking of that, I picked up the first three issues of Lemire's Justice League Dark Run, and I actually like that. So
there you go.
So anyway, back on track. Number threes.
Right. Number three, I'm going to go with magic. I'm going to go with a magic user, but I'm going traditional. I'm going Scarlet Witch. But Scarlet Witch. Like none of this crazy cuckoo nutso chick. She's your traditional sweet little Scarlet Witch with the curly hair and the points her fingers and things go wrong and she's sweet and she's not a banana cakes fruit bar.
Oh, okay. Well, that's my number three as well. So
I liked it when she didn't even have control over. She would just point her fingers and something would happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, they made her way too powerful, way too...
Well, yeah, because I first saw that in the Music Avengers run, where she was like, you know, she brought Wonder Man back just out of sheer force of will.
Yes.
That's when it started happening.
Yes.
But, was that Burn? I don't know if that might have been Burn. Jeez.
Oh, I don't know, maybe.
I think Burn did some powering up for her, too, yeah. That poor character. She's been through a lot.
Yes, she has. But I don't think she's that crazy now. She was.
But... No, I guess now she's not crazy, but...
No.
Now she's just... Everyone hates her.
Yeah, that's true. She's the bad mutant.
I'm not crazy. People just don't like me. People just don't understand me.
The tainted one.
Yeah, is there anybody that she killed that didn't come back? I mean, come on.
I really don't know.
Hawkeye's back, the Vision's back.
Well, yeah, but she depowered all those.
Ant-Man's back.
Okay, but there were probably too many of those little mutants crawling around anyway, so.
There's less than 200.
Yeah, and they all have a book. And they all
have a book.
They all still get their face time. So all those others that are no longer powered, they weren't getting any they weren't getting any panel time anyway, so they're hardly missed.
And they're bringing back other versions of a lot of those. If they're popular, there's already a new Blob. I mean, for Christ's sake. It's yep. And Uncanny X-Force, there's a new Blob. So
okay.
Fine. There were 200. Now they're slowly finding ways to sneak in new mutants into the Marvel Universe. It's don't worry, there will be more.
Uh-huh. 200 is plenty. Plenty. You could get like 3 books out of 200 mutants.
There you go. And if Geoff Johns or Brian Bendis wrote the book, you could get decades and decades and decades of stories.
Absolutely, you could.
Because you get six or 10 issues for each character alone.
Yep.
Years. And they would only have one story arc.
Huh.
Sorry. Commentary.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
All right. So I'm going with my next character is going to be the Money Man and the Strategist. I'm going with Black Panther.
Oh. Ooh,
good choice. He almost made my list.
You know, I didn't even think of him.
He is. He's always been a cool character. And I mean, I for shame on me that I do not have the Priest initial run on Black Panther when that was rebooted 10 or 15 years ago. Yeah. I used to have the trade, and I do not know what happened to it. But awesome stuff. Him and Mark Tex.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Did the art on it. Mm-hmm. Tremendously cool. Huh. Book, just way off on the edge of regular superhero stuff, and the character fits well as a team player. I wouldn't put him in the leadership role though, at least not on my team. He's sort of what you tank Pym for. He's the tech guy. He's the the bouncing ideas off guy.
Exactly. Yeah. That's him.
Yeah, I can see that.
And he has some technical prowess. I think they kind of always put him in the lab when those types of confabs are going on.
Yeah.
And plus he's got that cool vibranium thing.
Yeah.
This is true. Very true.
He would very much be the guy that the others look to. Even if he's not the leader, they would look to him for support or for bouncing ideas off of. Yeah. That is a good role for him.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
He's also kind of an ass kicker too. He's not Karate Kid level ass kicking, but he is. He's an ass kicker.
Yeah, this is true.
So
okay, well you got
that's my numero tres.
You picked my number three.
Ah!
So Murray did.
Oh.
Well, let's see. I'll throw in an alternate then.
Okay.
I would have to say the Vision. Always liked that character.
Vision is a cool character. He's a he'd actually when I think of Avengers, sort of like how I think of Black Canary pretty quickly when I think of Justice, I think Vision.
Yeah, that's, yep, me too. That's exactly who I think of.
I mean, it's the same era. I mean, it's a, I want to say it's the, you know, Avengers satellite era. It's right around the same period when Perez was my full books.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. Anyway, what he, his role, his abilities vary. You know, he can control his density, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And,
density, I mean, destiny.
Yeah. But, yeah, he was around Avengers number 57, volume 1. Doesn't give it a date. But, yeah, so, it's not, he's a synthoid or an android, depending on how you want to look at it. Probably got a lot of, some tactical ability there. They can use him as a cell phone. that's what, he got damaged real bad in the Avengers thing I was just looking at, and so that's basically what he was. He'd show up as a hologram, and he'd get all funky when something happened. So
That was right pre when they sent all the characters off to that other universe. What was that called? When Jim Lee and Rob Liefeld came back for a little while.
Oh, that Heroes Return.
Oh, Heroes Reborn. Heroes Reborn, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That period you're talking about, the Vision, was like right there, at the right before that. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's mine. And, oh, when is his? When did he get it? Oh, he has an alias, Victor Shade. I've never heard of that.
I figure that's probably not used very often.
Yeah, I would think not.
And I loved how he married Scarlet Witch. I always thought that was...
Yeah, see, that I read West Coast Avengers a lot more than I ever did Avengers. And that whole thing when they're kids and then coming like it was like a piece of this bad guy's soul, pandemonium and all that other stuff. And that's I've always liked the Vision because of that.
Did you ever read What If?
I did off and on, yeah.
There was this really cool issue of What If where it was like in the future with the characters. Like there was a Frank Miller Daredevil story in there, but then there was also this cool one where the Scarlet Witch is dying of old age, and the Vision, of course, is not.
Right.
You know, he's not getting any older, and then they end up transferring her into the body of Shikasta.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah, so, yep. Guardians of the Galaxy, that first run they did back in the day, I remember it got to the point where they ended up meeting him, and he was like some computer for some space station or something that they stayed on for a while, and that always stuck. And then like Wonder Man was one of their members about that same time, so it was that's good stuff. Good stuff.
Uh-huh.
Good choice.
All right, well, I'm taking Vision, too.
Okay.
Wow. He's on my team mostly because he's got the Scarlet Witch, and I like the pairing of those two together. But also I like the Vision's personality. He's not quite as whiny as Red Tornado. He's not as cold as Brainiac 5, but he's got the best bits of all those sort of I-want-to-be-human characters. And
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I liked him in Young Avengers, that version of him too. Yeah.
That was very good.
See, I need to read that.
It's a decent series. I never read the Scarlet Witch Avenger, Scarlet Witch Vision miniseries, the one where they Magneto was her dad and stuff.
I actually had that. I remember that. It was like a six. Was it 12 issues?
I'm sure I got all those issues way back when I was...
Yeah, I know I had.
Way back when I was young.
Those good old days.
Yes. Those were the days when I picked up every miniseries.
Everything that came out, I was getting. That's back when they were cheap.
I didn't. I sucked.
I didn't get every main series, but if it was a mini series for whatever reason, I grabbed it and.
Yeah.
And
they it's back when they mattered.
Yeah.
I mean that's the nice thing. That's been the nice thing about it. Looks like Avengers versus X-Men. It looks like it's going to matter.
Yeah.
You know, as did Flashpoint and so on and so forth. But the individual miniseries rarely do.
Yeah. Yeah, the Avengers versus X-Men is their Flashpoint, I think. Oh, pardon me. Sorry.
Yeah, it's their Flashpoint because it's...
Yeah, they're really, you know, not rebooting anything, but they're rejuvenating, you know. So, what do they call it? The revolution.
We'll see. We'll have to talk about AVX.
We need to do one of those. But I'll go over what's on the cover of the Uncanny Avengers, who the members are. It's a real weird pairing. But anyway, we'll get to that. Caleb, you're number four.
My number four. Okay. I'm going with, and I just mentioned him a moment ago, was the Scott Lang version of Ant-Man.
Oh, good pick.
Is their espionage guy, and kind of their tech, not tech guy, but their fixing stuff up guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only time I ever read an Ant-Man story was his first appearance, because I had no idea who he was.
I remember that issue. I read that. I had that too at one time.
Yeah, thief. He stole Henry Pym's helmet, and
mm-hmm.
I don't remember how he got the shrinking stuff, the Pym particles, but
it was part of the costume.
Was it okay?
Yeah, it was like a little H looking thing. It was part of the costume around the belt area.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very reminiscent of the Atom.
And it would poof out at the mercenary. Yeah, yeah. So I just always thought the character was cool. I don't like Henry Pym in the small roles. I like him when he's like giant, mm-hmm. or when he was doing the scientist roles.
Yeah.
So I don't, you know, that's why I wouldn't choose him as my Ant-Man. I would definitely. And this new guy, I never read the new guy.
Yeah.
Well, Purdy was cool, and I guess they're going to use him in the new. Oh no, they're using Scott Lang. Never mind.
Yeah.
I back up.
Okay.
I reach back that. Edit that out.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
You know, and he's their espionage guy. You know, he can either go in himself or he can send in his little ant buddies to go in and spy.
Yeah, see, I really liked that too when they did that. Because didn't he do it to like steal something to help his daughter or something like that? And Pym ended up letting him keep the suit.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, I remember that. I had that comment. Yeah.
He knew he stole it, but he never stopped him. And then he confronts, and then he goes to turn it in and like turn himself in, like, oh, I'm gonna be the stand up guy, and I'm gonna go get arrested after saving my daughter. And Pym's like, no, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
Move along.
Yeah.
So that's my number four.
Alrighty. My number four is the new Captain Marvel. She's got a good. A good power set.
Monica LeBeau.
No, not that one.
No?
No, she's not Captain Marvel anymore. The new Captain Marvel. Ms. Marvel took that name.
Oh, Ms. Marvel one. Oh, yeah.
She maybe not exactly in her new outfit. I'm not real fond of it. But and I read that first issue of her series. That didn't make any damn sense. That art was horrible, I thought. But that was just me. But I've always liked that character, and she was pretty – she was in the – I guess a lot of my choices are coming from the Busiek Perez run here because she was one of them. And she called herself Warbird then.
But, that's right. And she was also binary in the X-Men.
Yeah, she was for a while. She'd lost those powers when she was in the Avengers though.
Well, you know how she got them stolen actually.
Yeah, that's true. Well, being an alcoholic.
Wait, Marvel had a lot of alcoholics, didn't they?
Well, you know, that's Marvel's thing is flaw. I mean, Spider-Man was the first one. Everybody's got a flaw. I met
the first alcoholic. He was a teenager. Oh, the poor guy.
But, yeah, I like her, you know, power set, and she can be, you know, second in command. She's got a good tactical mind, I think. So, I think she'd be a good one.
She actually can't, according to her wiki page, she was actually around prior to her being Ms. Marvel. She was a,
yeah.
She had a history, almost a 10-year history before actually getting the Kree stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think she was a supporting character in the Captain Marvel book, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's she popped up first.
Ooh, and she was Gene Colan design. Wow, cool.
Really?
Yeah. That's what it says on here, at least.
As Carol Danvers, she was Gene Colan design.
You know what? That's hard to decipher from this. It says here, Ms. Marvel is the name of a fictional character appearing in comic books published by Marvel Comics, created by Roy Thomas and designed by artist Gene Colan. It goes on to talk about her pre Ms. Marvel time. And then her Ms. Marvel time, but so I don't know. I don't know if Carol Danvers is his creation, or if Ms. Marvel is his design.
Interesting.
I don't picture his art either. To be honest with you,
I want to say it was something like.
He did Danvers because it then talks about how Jerry Conway did the writing on the series.
Yeah.
As opposed to Roy Thomas, so.
Right. I was going to say it was maybe either Gil Kane or Carmine Infantino that did her 70s outfit.
Mm-hmm.
I could be misremembering. That was some outfit, that 70s outfit.
Here we go. Carol Danvers appears as Ms. Marvel on the cover of Ms. Marvel number 1, art by John Romita Sr.
Wow. Nice. Very nice.
Excellent. Yeah, that was such a cool and interesting costume with the little hair and the
mm-hmm.
She had like not wings but like floopy somethings on her arms, didn't she? And
mm-hmm.
The scarf.
Yeah, there was the big scarf, and it was a look.
Yep.
The fair hair.
Yeah. I don't dislike it. I think. And did she have a mask? I think she had a mask.
She sure did.
Sure did.
They all did.
There it is.
Did.
Yeah, that was, you know, that was interesting.
All right. Good choice.
That interesting. Like, kind of.
Yeah, first appearance as Binary was in X-Men number 164 in 1982.
They were fighting the Brood.
All right.
That was my first run on the X-Men, by the way.
Was it? See, yes. That was before my time, before I was on there. And I wish I had sold all those.
Well, they're available in the essentials.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I still can't just bring myself to the black and white. Even though they're cheap, I've been wanting to get the Marvel Masterworks now that they're in trade paperback format.
Cheap is good. Cheap is good.
So. You can get them pretty cheap on, this is true. In stock trades, too.
Okay. All right.
But anyway.
What's your number 5, Murray?
All right, my number 5 is going to be Hercules.
Really?
Yeah, I like Hercules. I'll take Hercules over Thor any day.
Agreed.
Hercules speaks, like, real English. None of this these and thous and verily forsoothy pukey Shakespeare stuff. Blah. No, he speaks, he drinks, he brawls. He's like a hairy beast of a character. I like him.
He did that great moment in recent issue of Avengers Academy where he's recreating the first Olympics and he's doing it nude.
Jeez.
Classic.
Yeah, he's confident. He's sure of himself.
Did you read it? Did you read his most recent series? Not the most recent series, but the one where he was traveling around with Amadeus Cho.
No, but I heard such good things about it.
Is that the, when they changed Incredible Hulk to Incredible Hercules?
Yeah.
That was, I was so skeptical, and I kept seeing all these positive stuff, so I picked up.
Yeah, I did too.
And I did not stop.
Wow.
I read that all the way till it rebooted with him working in a bar in New York City, and I was like, oh, I'm done.
Yeah, no, I think he's a great Avenger, and he'd get along great with She-Hulk on my team, and if you've got Hercules, you've got power, but you've got connections to like all the mythical god stuff, and plus, or you can just plunk them down in a bar, and they can have a big brawl with the Wrecking Crew or whatever.
Which I think they did, didn't they? Right after he got his ass kicked by the Masters of Evil, and then he went and drank himself silly and got a
Lord.
Yeah.
No, God, I know more Avengers trivia than I thought I did. Okay, sorry.
There you go. You That's are funny. A closet Marvel-holic.
I kind of am. No, but he got thrashed by the Masters of Evil. And then, then he was like, he was all self-pity boy for 6 or 8 months, and then they realized, wait a minute, that's not Hercules.
Hercules, no. Yeah, that's Hercules Thor.
It might be Thor, exactly.
That's Hercules funny.
Like, you know what? Yeah, I got my ass kicked, but you know what? I'm going to go kick their asses now.
Jeez. Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
All right, Hercules it is. Next. Right.
Caleb, you're number 5. All right, next.
Okay, I went again and went outside Avengers, and I actually went X-Universe again, sort of X-Universe. I went with Megan from Excalibur.
Oh, I can kind of picture her look, but I don't think I know anything about her other than she looks...
Who did you say?
Megan from Excalibur.
That's what I thought you said.
She's a shape changer.
I love that character.
Oh, she's... Talk about there's the cute factor. If magic didn't cover the cute factor, Megan covers the cute factor.
Oh, absolutely.
She can look like anything, anybody. She's got super strength. She can fly. I don't know if her power set has ever been like defined.
No, she's I don't think so either.
She was the good, naive, innocent, character that all teams kind of need having hanging around there. I guess they called her Pixie for a little while. Ugh, whatever.
Is that who Pixie is?
No, it's a different character, actually. Pixie is one character in X-Men, and Megan's a whole separate character.
Okay.
She's also an alien. She's either an alien or an imp or something. But anyhow,
I think she's like attached to the Earth or something like that.
I enjoyed her. I think she's a cool character, and she didn't make or break Excalibur or Captain Marvel, but she was a great supporting character, and she's a good team player. Mm. You always need good team players.
According to this, she's a mutant.
Whatever.
What's that? That's,
whatever, it's wrong.
Okay, I'm just saying. Mighty World of Marvel number 7, 1983 is when she was her first.
Really?
Yeah.
So she was not created by Alan Davis for Captain Marvel. I did not know that. Or Captain Britain, I mean.
Not according to Marvel, that she wasn't.
Wow, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I would have bet that she was a Captain Britain original, but
yeah. Well, it seems like it because her origin was first shown in Captain Britain, Volume 2, Number 8, 1985. That's Marvel's wiki.
That late? Again, I would have even put it earlier then, but oh well.
I didn't think it was that late myself. I thought it was a lot earlier, but I guess that series was in the 80s anyway, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're right. Man, okay. Time keeps catching.
According to the No, you were right. Created by Alan Moore and Alan Davis.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So maybe they did an issue of that Marvel. Maybe it's one of those Marvel UK magazines.
I think that's what it was.
Anyhow, there's my number five.
Okay, that's good.
Or number five, yeah.
Never would have thought of that.
We're up.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Mine would be the character, which I don't even know what's happened to him since whatever that was like in the 90s. The character Justice. That was Vance Astro.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it when him and one of my other characters from the once again mentioning the Busiek in a Perez run. I just liked his enthusiasm, and I liked the whole idea behind that character and the alternate future version of him. That was in a couple of versions of Guardians of the Galaxy.
With the mask and then the
funky yeah. Yeah, the costume. Yeah, he couldn't take the costume off because he was so old.
Did you ever read New Warriors?
Yeah, I did actually back then when he was in it.
Yeah,
that was.
Didn't he go back to New Warriors? Didn't they revamp the team and he was back there after the Avengers?
Yeah, and that's what caused that team. He might be dead now. That's his Speedball was the only one that. Survived that incident that caused the Civil War, the Superhuman Registration Act. That's what caused all that. Yeah. The new Warriors, and I'm not sure if he was in it or not, but the new Warriors, they were in doing a reality show hunting a villain down, and the villain was, I think it was Nitro, and he exploded and he like killed this, destroyed this entire town. And Speedball was the only one that survived.
Oh, right.
That's what caused the whole deal of the mutant, the Registration Act. So.
But he made it past that, according to him. I mean, he was in Civil War, he was in the Initiative, so he was not part of that, they blew that town up.
My bad, then.
No, it's okay. I mean, I wouldn't have known either way.
I was just guessing, so.
Thank God for, Wiki.
Yes.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, yeah, according to this, him and Firestar went into civilian life and all that good stuff. It's interesting. All right then.
Yeah, she kept appearing places on and off. All of her. Yeah.
I loved it when she got brought into the Marvel Universe. That was so awesome.
That was X-Men 200, I want to say.
Seems like it, yeah, because I remember that. She was in the Hellfire Club, and that empath was messing with her emotions.
Yep.
Yes, I remember those days quite well.
That was drawn, I can picture it, was drawn by John Romita Jr. Yep. Even. I would bet my life on it.
Absolutely.
All right. Absolutely. Good choice. I like that choice.
Thank y'all. That's my number five.
He's a good character. He's a good character. Okay, so we're on to number six. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Aurora from Alpha Flight.
Oh, you just had to put a Canadian in.
I totally did. But she's crazy. Like, if you got to have crazy, I don't want Scarlet Witch crazy. Yep. I want, like, real legitimate.
The first time I ever saw the Alpha Flight was in a team up with Spider-Man, whatever that book was called.
Marvel Team Up.
Was it called Marvel Team Up?
It totally was.
So that they had Spider-Man and then... Yeah, well, I wasn't sure. I couldn't remember. I think it was an annual, so it wasn't
It was annual, and Spider-Man was in his black outfit, and I remember that one.
And that was, I'm like, my God, they're crazy. And that made me not want to read any of their comics, too. So.
What year?
I never did get into Alpha Flight. Well, then they did that. Wait, they did that crossover with the X-Men. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I never did really do that. Get into them.
Oh my gosh, I got a box full of John Byrne Alpha Flight that are excellent.
I like when he traded over with the Hulk team, or maybe it was Doctor Strange team. I don't know, whatever. But
I think it was the Hulk. Yeah.
That was a cool trade off of characters there.
Yeah, well,
I always liked Aurora and Northstar as a team, but then
when she
was just, you know what, I'm going to be my own character for a while.
I liked that too. She gave herself her own costume. She gave herself a haircut, and plus she's got split personality. And I'm a sucker for a split personality story. I love the straight laced, tight bun, uptight librarian type, and the carefree, sleazy, let's just live life to the fullest Aurora type. And then she started getting like a third type of personality towards the end of the Byrne run there, and that was kind of fun too.
She was a teacher or a headmistress at a girls' school.
I remember reading that somewhere.
French Catholic school, poor thing.
Oh yeah, perfect for multiple personalities then.
Mm-hmm. I think her. She's got the speedster. I think she's kind of still got light powers or something. And
wasn't that when they were she was in contact with Northstar though?
Initially, and then I think they
changed that.
Well, I don't know whether they changed it back or not, but they did some experimenting on her. And
when they did that first Marvel Universe encyclopedia thing, I had all of those, so I've read I remember some of that stuff.
Right.
Plus, it's a province of Ontario, it looks like.
All right. Did she show up for Northstar's wedding?
Yes.
Okay.
That's good.
I wonder about that.
Yes, she did.
Because wasn't he doing stuff to make her stay crazy?
Ooh, that sounds like him.
I mean, he was like a nut burger himself, even worse.
Well, he's one of those angry in the closet gay guys, so yeah.
Okay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Well, anger, that's not good.
Anger's not good, no.
Anger's not good, right. Anger sucks.
That's right.
I'm just seeing if they ever gave her that, the back to the powers where they had to touch again, that there's too much. I don't feel like reading all this.
You know, I'm going to guess that they don't anymore, because Northstar's this. I mean, they've pumped Northstar for a couple of years now, and he doesn't. He's hanging around without Aurora, so clearly he's still got his mojo going on. So she must too. Although I guess if I had read the Alpha Flight series that was out not too long ago, it probably would have answered my questions.
So it enables her to produce light independently, but she's slower. So Northstar is faster, but can't produce light on his own, while she can produce light on her own, but is slower. So.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. A good choice. I mean, you gotta have a speedster, and you gotta have the nut job. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. So there we go. I go with Aurora.
All right. Well, I have no nut jobs on my team. What is that about? Okay.
Try harder.
Unless I go with one of my alternates. I'm not going to. Well, yeah, I'm gonna go with Boom Boom from. But when she was a part of Next Wave.
Boom Boom. Oh, I remember that character. She was in the X-Men for a while.
She was in X-Force, actually.
Was it X-Force? Oh, that's right. I remember that.
First New Mutants, and then with drawn by Blevins, and then Liefeld kept her around as part of X-Force and increased her power set.
I remember that.
And then not Garth Ennis, whoever it was that wrote Next Wave decided that, you know, to make her even more of a Valley girl, and part of his team on Next Wave, drawn by Immonen.
Interesting.
Warren Ellis, that did it. Warren Ellis.
Thank you. Great. I mean, she was a really she's a good character. She's a good reader point of view character, I think. Mm. And I like her personality. She's peppy, and she doesn't, you know, she doesn't take it all too seriously. Mm-hmm. And she's pretty kick ass with those powers, blowing stuff up with a little time.
That's good.
Okay, that's taking me back. The Brett Blevin stuff. So, did she have like blonde hair?
Yeah, she had like the new wave Cindy Lauper haircut. Yeah.
Huh. I had totally forgotten about her. Wow.
Her appearance was actually, God help us, was in Secret Wars 2.
Really?
Yes. She hooked up with the Beyonder in some issue of something.
Later known as Meltdown, according to the Marvel Wiki.
Blah, boom, boom.
Yeah, that's fine. No, that's cool.
Thank you very much.
It's a much cooler name.
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
It is. So now I got to move her to the A list and my other character back down to the B list.
Yeah, she's living in Utopia, according to this.
Yeah, no, she's appeared here and there. She was, you know, if you on one of those character headshots.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They show her, even though she's, you know, one of those walking through the panel characters. Mm-hmm. I always liked her. I thought, you know, they have underused her. How about that?
Yeah, I would say.
Underutilized, sort of like Aurora has been underutilized.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she's not gay, so, you know.
Oh, well, then never mind. Who needs her?
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Oh, then we do need her. Okay.
Okay. Anyway. let's see. My number six would be Firestar, which I foreshadowed that a few minutes ago.
Wait, did you telegraph that or what?
Yeah, I did. Like that character, you know, Spider-Man, Amazing Friends. They brought her into the Marvel Universe. That doesn't happen too often. I think Harley Quinn would be the only other one I could think of that was in a cartoon first.
Well, also Renee Montoya, I think, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, they brought her in. You're right. I'd forgotten about that. But sorry. Yeah, no, that's fine. I've always liked that character when she was in the several mentioned before Buziak Perez run. I liked the. Whoa!
Children.
Monkeys loose at your house?
Yes, there are monkeys loose in my house. A 5-year-old monkey.
Oh, okay. Well, that's in. Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Firestar. Sorry, I was distracted by something. Yeah, Firestar. That's my pick. Microwave powers. You can burn you from the inside out if you're not careful.
I wish they would just get over this whole thing that she's got cancer, that they keep on and off with her over the last few years.
Yeah, because, like, I think it was either Tony or Pym gave her a suit to help with that, if I remember correctly, and you know, things like that. So I don't know. I don't remember how that ended. I'm going to have to look through those again and remember. So. But.
So I'm walking into my front room the other day, mm-hmm. and the absolute creepiest cartoon I can remember as a child is on, which is the Swarm episode of Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
Oh yes, I remember that.
Ugh.
Oh man,
makes my skin crawl.
That was nasty. Luckily, it was bees and not moss, or you know.
I know.
Or it would have went into convulsions or something.
Totally. I just like creepy all that and blech. Yeah. So. Yeah. You're funny.
Nasty. Not good at all. But anyway,
good choice. Yep,
that's my number six. Because you need a blaster. As they in the archetype that they use in the City of Heroes game, you need a ranged power there to, you know, something firepower, which, you know, Captain Marvel does that some as well. Of course, Scarlet Witch, but, you know, you get the raw power thing going on.
Plus, she could play Kissy Face with what's his name.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Because yep. What's the Avengers without a little bit of Kissy Face?
Yeah, unfortunately. That's true.
They do. They always have that in there. I mean, you got Vision and Scarlet Witch, man. So.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Plus, Hercules, who's a big old horn dog. And
She-Hulk,
I think. Yeah, she's.
Yeah.
She knows how to roll.
Well, you know, I like the sexy ones. What can I say?
Alrighty, my last choice is going to be, I figured I had to get some sort of like street level character because they're all.
Damn it. I can't believe I didn't. I was going to do that too. I think I'll just change my last one to that.
There you go. So I'm going to go with Mockingbird because.
Oh, good choice.
I kind of like her. I like her. I liked her. I don't know if I like her as much now that she's back, but.
Yeah.
But once. I'm glad she's back, and give her to a good writer, and she'll be lots of fun again too. Although maybe she was fun in that series she had with Hawkeye. I heard good things about it, and
yeah, I did too.
But they got broken up, so anyway.
That's cool.
Team, she would be a great either leader or second in command.
Yeah. She's
he's hooking up with Spider-Woman now, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's a big old.
Yeah, you know, hey.
Big old creep.
Well, she was declared legally dead. He's a free man.
Yeah.
She's no, not legally dead anymore. She's back.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have your character She-Hulk figure that one out, okay?
Yeah, there you go.
Totally, there you go.
You've got your first story arc.
Yeah, that's right.
Mockingbird hired She-Hulk to sue... Spousal, whatever they call that. Anyhow.
Oh,
so she was cool as a member of the West Coast Avengers, as one of the street level, non powered, because they were a pretty low powered group. Yes, they had War Machine and Wonder Man, but they had Tigra and Hawkeye and Mockingbird. You know, it's a not high power set. And she always held her own as a SHIELD agent, as a hand to hand combatant. I mean, she was cool.
Yeah.
Yep. I like her. Plus, if you have her on the team, you know Hawkeye's going to show up eventually for an issue or two or three, and that's not always a bad thing. So.
Yeah.
I so wanted to put him on my team, but I avoided it. I tried to avoid the tropes.
Yeah, Hawkeye. I agree with that. Yeah.
All right. Well. My seventh character, and for the similar reasons that I picked Nightwing for my JLA team, I'm picking Sue Richards, the Invisible Woman.
Oh, good idea.
She strikes me as a character, in all of her appearances, that people will trust, people will listen to, people will follow.
That's just true, and I bet villains would underestimate her, too.
Absolutely. When John Byrne kicked up her power set, she became the badass ass kicker too.
Mm-hmm.
When you realize, you know what, those little invisible shields, they don't have to just surround her, they can go out and hit people and lift her up off the ground. And
that's true.
She proved herself as a strong leader of that team for a while, and again, people listen to her. She's like the mother figure, the big sister character, which she represented in the Fantastic Four. She would be my team leader, definitely. And that means we would get appearances by probably The Thing and Mr. Fantastic as well.
Yeah.
Because I don't really care for the Human Torch.
Yeah, I could take him or leave him.
And a little piece of trivia. Human Torch is the only member of the Fantastic Four who's not been an Avenger.
That's a good point,
That's very true, The other two, well, Thing is now, and the other two were briefly kicking around there, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
It was a Human Torch, but it was the 1940s Human Torch.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So anyhow, that would be my. There's my team led by.
I like that.
The Invisible Woman.
I like that.
All right.
A lot of women in your team too. I like that.
I noticed that now that I'm reviewing it.
Yeah, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wow. Yeah, I think I've got five women, a robot, and a god.
Yeah, there you go. Let's see. So my last one, and I intended to put him in there in the first place, and I'm glad you mentioned Street Level because then it hit me. Iron Fist.
Ooh, yes.
That guy, he's just not a fighter. He's got some magic ability to there, and he could use the Iron Fist power for different things. I was a big fan of that Iron Fist series that they did there for a while, which of course they canceled. and I was just about ready because they were doing a lot of backstory of him in Defenders, and of course they're canceling that, so with number 12. So I might pick the trade up of that, or a couple of trades of it. What else? He's been in Secret Avengers a lot, it looks like. And
somehow he's connected to the Phoenix Force.
Yeah, I kind of like that. You know, I like that whole... Well, and I think that was really the very first, maybe Spider-Man would be the first, but he was probably the second one I really got into. And I actually had at one time, I think it was Tales of Suspense or something like that. It was like one of those anthology books where they do, you know, like a couple of issues of one story. But he had his origin, and it, you know, he was going through this building with all these traps and bad guys kicking ass and stuff and trying to make it to the top where the guy that, you know, ended up killing his father and his mother. And it was just a real good, you know, and as the higher up he got, the more dangerous it was. And
I just leveled up. He would level up and then get his, yeah.
Exactly. And I never did read any of the Iron Man and Iron Fist and Power Luke Cage stuff. Yeah. I never did read any of that stuff. I've actually picked up some of those issues in quarter and dollar and 50 cent bins, and but yeah, I never did really read that. And I see that they just released the second Essentials, I think.
I was just about to say there's at least one Essentials out there.
Yeah.
Second one, cool. Yeah.
Was it? It might have been Masterworks too. They might have a Marvel Masterworks that they just put out. But yeah, that would be interesting to read those. All that stuff, especially in the 70s when, you know, Jive Turkey and all that crap.
Sweet Christmas.
Yeah, sweet Christmas.
let's, you know, then you get, if you have Iron Fist in there, you definitely got to have a Misty Knight appearance. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, you have to.
Girlfriend. So, I like Misty Knight. So.
Yeah, that's a good character.
That's who I should have put. Oh, well, never mind. Misty Knight would have been a cool character.
Too late now.
I know. Damn me for a fool.
But, yeah, so that's my last one.
That's a strong team.
Yes.
Avoid them at all costs.
Yes, very, you know, a little bit of everything.
You've only got one chick. Oh, no, you got two. You got Captain Marvel. So
yeah. Now, I was going to mention talking about Marvel now, the team that they have together for Uncanny Avengers, it just strikes me as odd. But
it's uncanny.
Yes, it's this. So this is who they got. They got Thor, Captain America, which, you know, that makes sense. And then Scarlet Witch. Okay, she's Avenger. And here's where the, you know, and of course Wolverine. Yeah, gotta have Wolverine in the book. They had to call it just Wolverine Comics instead of Marvel Comics. But anyway, and here's the ones that surprised me. Rogue and Havoc.
Now, I can see Havoc, but Rogue, well
yeah,
see.
That's kind of interesting, isn't it? But that's the six of them. And that's what the new Uncanny Avengers with my Rick Remender and John Cassidy is going to be. So that sounds pretty interesting to me. I might have to get that.
I will peek at it.
Yeah, peek at it.
Okay, real quick, my alternates, Quasar, Gladiator, and...
Quasar's awesome.
The aforementioned Hercules.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm. Gladiator, just because there's nothing wrong with having a Mohawked character.
Good point. Good point. So, yeah, there you go.
Well, let's see how many of our picks end up on future Teams of Avengers.
Well, after Avengers versus X-Men, it's like everybody's a freaking Avenger that it's not a mutant, it looked like to me.
That's always the joke, is, you know, you, I mean, that's why, it was, you know, when I was looking through the Avengers JLA book, it's like, God, how can I break out of this? I mean, it seems like every time I think of a character, oh, there they are, oh, there they are, oh, there they are. And the only ones who really aren't there a lot are X characters.
Yeah.
So there's some exceptions, obviously. There's the Beast, there's Wolverine, excuse me, a couple others. I think, I don't know, was Angel one? I have no idea, but
I don't know.
He was a defender.
Yeah, he was a defender, yeah.
Not a defender, he was a champion, excuse me.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember that.
Iceman, they were champions.
That's right, I remember
that. Yes, they were.
Along with Hercules, wait a minute.
Yeah, that was a weird team. With
that was.
Black Widow in there, too.
And Ghost Rider and Doctor Strange.
Was it Gargoyle was in there? No, he came
Gargoyle instead of, yeah, you're right. Gargoyle instead of Ghost Rider. I don't know where I got that from.
I don't either. Crazy.
You let it slide though, right?
Well, strong teams. I would put them up against anything that Marvel puts together, because they will, just like our Justice League gathers, they will kick their asses.
Oh, I believe so too.
And take names. Uh-huh. And none of them are Wolverine.
Yes.
No.
So sick of seeing Wolverine. I still can't believe he's on the Avengers. He's in that new Avengers book too, isn't he? Yeah, he was the one part of the secret Avengers in the new Avengers book when they had that, you know, they were the anti-establishment heroes.
Anti-establishmentarianism.
Yeah, exactly.
Thy name is Logan.
Well, I think we've covered it pretty good, haven't we?
Yes,
we have.
Well, I look forward to hearing this tomorrow on Monday.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, it's going to be great. See what everybody else thinks.
On Monday.
On Monday, yes, on Monday. Anyway, that's about it for this episode. If you want to send us your thoughts, your list, and let's see, Robin, we'll be getting to your email that you sent. Did you guys get a copy of that?
I did.
Okay.
No.
You didn't?
No.
Here isn't. Well, one of us will forward it to you.
I'm sure you're
right. He
gave us his JLA picks. So.
Excellent.
But yeah, I don't know why you didn't get that. But anyway, I'll have to figure that out. But yeah, just your thoughts. You give us send us your lists or anything like that. Send an email at podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com. You can check us out on the Facebook page. A lot of talking going on there with the 80 some odd members I think we've got. And you can also comment on any episode. Just go on to the new website, talesfromthelongbox.com/the show.
And we need to start forcing other people into our group. Or so.
Yeah, we can do that. Just start getting comic people in.
Yeah, suckers.
Bill Simone and a couple others I know that are floating around there.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go say goodnight to my kids. My monkey.
Well. That's it for tonight.
Good morning. I'm going to go say good morning to my mom.
Good morning to you.
All righty.
All right.
Catch you all later.
And we're out.